which was an act relating to capital funds required for foreign and domestic insurers. And we had a question that came up before the committee last time, and it was regards to page 3, lines 18 to 21, grandfathering in the domestic life insurers. Is that right?
Okay. And requiring, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
And requiring them to come up eventually with the same amount, I think, we're gonna...
Yes, it was. Yeah. Right. And this, I believe, here was a concern that was taken care of with this amendment. So we would have the committee substitute before us if somebody would move to adopt that.
I'll move for adoption of the committee substitute.
Okay. Senate committee substitute for House Bill number 77 is before us. We did have the public testimony last time there. Are there any comments or concerns there from any of the members of the committee?
Where is the amendment?
Page 3, lines 18 through 21. Okay. We did run this by those that were concerned with it, and they felt that this answered the questions.
Moved out with individual recommendations.
Okay, there's been a motion to move it out with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? Okay, no objection. All right. Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill number 77 is moved out of the Labor and Commerce Committee. Is there anything else to come before the committee?
I make a motion to return to committee, Mr. Chairman.
Adjourned.